This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Two professional petition gatherers have been criminally charged with forging signatures. CPR's Allison Sherry reports they were hired to help get a school choice initiative on the 2024 ballot.
The two people, one from Nevada and one from Texas, were paid signature gatherers from a company in Colorado Springs. They swore to a notary that their submitted petitions were valid, but the Colorado Secretary of State's office found some of the petition signatures did not match those in voter files. They also found signatures of deceased voters, according to the state attorney general's office. The initiative was a constitutional right to school choice. It had enough valid signatures to make the ballot, but was defeated by Colorado voters 2 years ago. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A federal program to protect big game migration corridors on private land is expanding in the West. It's already in place here in Colorado. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Mersbach reports.
Throughout the West, a large portion of big game habitat is on private land. So federal money is funneling through states to landowners
to do habitat work on their land or to put their land into a conservation easement.
Wyoming Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce says that includes changing fences to make it easier for antelope or mule deer to go under or over, or paying landowners rent to preserve grasslands. Wyoming has had the program since 2022, thanks to millions of dollars from the U.S. Agriculture Department. Colorado and Idaho joined the following year, and now Utah. Bruce says states can measure how the program is working with GPS collars. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
And this is CPR News. Pretty warm across the state today. In Grand Junction, close to 90 with sunny skies. In Denver, partly sunny, also nearing 90. Even Gunnison is getting close to 80. But a big cool down this weekend with rain and snow in many areas. It's CPR News.